What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
I thought I heard something. There was a little sound. Oh, I know what it is.
Yep,
that's what it was. I put my you can't see it in the background. I put my one of my Epstein was murdered toy basketball hoops on my mirror, and who would have thought the production quality of the like the staying power of the suction cups on the back of the Epstein was murdered basketball hoop, not so long, you know. It, right. These toys that you buy in bulk from the internet, not high quality. And yes, this is a product I sell, but
Dave's letting you know, though, this is a fun product. It's not just good for actual dunks.
And, I got to tell you, everything I sell is just the joke is the priority. And I really hope that people know that. I'm going to be putting out a lot of stuff this year. I'm going to announce this on the podcast today. I've said this in our Discord. And that's the only other place I've said this so far. I'm going to be putting out one record a month in 2024. Yeah. I have you'll see online. Follow me at Dave to the Ross on Instagram.
Follow Dave's.
If you want to follow the saga, but I have I had this big wood graphic made that I put on my wall. And then I have 12 7-inch frames. They're mostly going to be 7-inch vinyl singles, but some will be full length. And, I have I don't know. I made a bunch of stuff for it. I'm very fucking excited. I released the first one already. It's called Dave Ross Smokes Crack. Again, follow me at Dave to the Ross on Instagram or DaveToTheRoss.com for links to my web store and shit, and you can buy it or at least look at it. And, the overwhelmingly positive responses to this stuff, obviously, but I've seen a comment or two, that aren't really necessarily talking shit, but that it maybe imply that I'm trying to make money on this. And I really need people to know something. I'm not gonna. There's no chance. Normally, when you get a product, the markup should be like triple what cost was, because you have to sink a lot of overhead, and also you don't sell all of them. And my markup is barely like a third. It's like 30% of what I paid, first of all. I just want everyone to know I'm doing this for a joke, for a gag. I love you. Buy it if you want.
For a fun thing. Dave's giving you, if you want to give Dave money, just sign up for the Patreon or something. But
And look, if you want to support me, I do want to sell them. Don't get me wrong. I am trying to sell them. I do want to. I want you to have them. I'm making these physical things because I think physical shit fucking rules. And if you do too, and you can afford it, please do. But I don't even think anyone was like complaining. I'm not even trying to make it seem like that. I just like saw a thing or two where it's like, yeah, I'm not like a this isn't like a capitalist move. I got to tell you. Selling records for $15.
I want to see you on Shark Tank with your merch.
Yeah.
Sharks. Look.
Eight people a month are going to give me 75 cents. Yeah. Yeah, totally. No, but I don't know. I don't know why it was important for me to say. I guess it occurred to me that maybe people don't know that. Like, you know, you do shit and you know why you do it. But maybe everyone doesn't know. And sure, I'm selling a product. No one's crazy for thinking that what I'm doing is trying to make a bunch of money, but I'm not. I'm actually stupid is the thing. It's actually bad and wrong to do it this way, but I've always done this way. I've spent several hundred dollars on one Instagram post that got me 400 likes. You know what I mean?
Pretty good.
That's 50 cents a like is not a good ratio, you know, especially while people are out here putting up videos being like, So if I could vote for my pussy, I would. 2 billion views.
Well, some people take whole vacations for an Instagram post. Some people get married for one. There's worse things, you know.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to change it, and I don't feel bad about it at all. I just didn't. It just occurred to me maybe people don't know that I'm out here doing all this shit for the gag.
Yeah, but I think it's all fun comedians are. Gift.
And all comedians should. And I disagree with comedians out here being like, I got a new clothing line or whatever. I
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave's like, shoes.
Well, that I'm going to do now.
It would be funny if after shows you just sold Dave's killer bread and just wait till you get sued by Dave.
Oh, man. Just sell anything that says Dave. I sell just clothes I got at Ross Dress for Less. Or I sell like Ross Dress for Less bags from the store.
Dude, that would actually be really funny for Instagram. You take pictures of you in front of Ross Dress. You have a coat. Wait till they ask you to stop.
Yeah.
Like, use my code. It's fucking not a code.
It's not a code. It doesn't work. Everyone's mad at me. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Is there any sign-in product?
No.
Is there any? No. Yeah.
There sure isn't. But that's how bad my algorithm is, because they're trying to guess what I want. So I'll get an algorithm. It'll be for a hoodie that says, it's a sign-in thing you wouldn't understand, which is clearly not a hoodie.
Right.
But they just want me to go design a hoodie for $100.
It's a sign-in thing you wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't understand.
Awesome.
Depression.
Yeah.
It's a sign-in thing.
Yeah. If you're not Dave, if your name ain't Dave, I won't suck your dick.
There's a shirt.
There's a fucking
That's
shirt.
A shirt.
But anyway, yeah, I put the Epstein hoop on my wall and it fell down. That's what happened at the beginning of this episode.
You ever had, you know how like every day of life you'll be like, what's that sound? And it's never anything.
Yeah.
Why do we keep doing it?
What's that? I'll raise you one. Why does once every several days for about 1 minute, my knee itch?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Dude, my chin will twitch for like 3 days straight. And I'll just like,
that's alcohol.
If it does it for another week, I'll go to a doctor. Or like, dude, the other day, my thigh. I never remember which one's which, but my thigh was twitched like crazy. And it didn't hurt at all.
Alcohol.
That's alcohol?
It's dehydration.
Well, I did pour it on my thigh.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I did shove a cattle prod into my thigh.
Right. So I butt chugged 30 beers on New Year's Eve.
Have you ever butt chugged?
It hurts. No. I don't even like to chug with my mouth. It hurts.
I know. I don't even like taking a shit. The opposite of a shit? No thanks, dude.
The opposite of a shit.
I
like most shits I take.
No, me too. I love shitting.
I look forward to it.
Second best part of my day.
What's number one?
Voting.
Voting. Oh, boy. Is it illegal for us to like this will be coming out, I guess, on Iowa caucus day.
Oh,
is
will
it illegal to just fly to Iowa and caucus?
It
seems like we could get away with that, couldn't we?
Hold on. Is Iowa caucus day tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
January 15th? Tomorrow.
It's, well, today.
Today. Right, but tomorrow, but today. Yeah. I did not realize we were getting going that soon.
Isn't that crazy?
Sucks. That sucks.
It sucks. It's the dumb. It's one of the dumbest things where they're like, all right, here's how we pick. We everybody line up in a gym and stand over here. It's in Iowa when it's 5 degrees outside.
You know.
And they're just like, stand over there if you want the president to be gone.
Dude, I know. If you like Joe Biden, stand by my stick.
And they get to yell at you and intimidate you and be like, you're a bitch if you go for Ron.
You fucking moron. Yeah, totally.
Man.
Are the Republican and Democratic caucuses on the same day?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I think that they switched it up because Biden wants to South Carolina to be first because he won't win Iowa or New Hampshire.
Funny.
So he wants to, you know what I mean?
Which he won't? That's so funny.
Dude, it's a nightmare. But that's what I mean.
Who is he going up against in the Democratic primary?
Marianne Williamson, I think, and I can't remember if Cornel West is independent or not, but it's like that has... I would love to just vote for someone else just to Me be too. Like, come on, you know.
When was the last time that happened, that there was a Democratic primary with a sitting president?
I mean, they happen all the time, but no, like Ted Kennedy knocked a dent in Jimmy Carter, but okay. I think that's the closest it's been lately.
Yeah, like Obama, obviously people run, but then most of the party is like, just sit down.
But if you ran, I'd vote for you. If you're running as a Democrat, I'd vote for Dave.
A lot of people would. But just because
you could just your platform could be I'm 40.
I'm not Joe Biden. Vote for not Joe Biden. That's the only reason people will vote for me. They'd be like, who's this? Well, it's not Joe Biden. This guy does seem 40. I
Is
am
it too
old
late
enough
for you to
president.
Get on a ballot. Is it too, you could do it.
Let's do it, dude. Let's fucking do it.
How does it don't you? It's not that much money, right? I think you have to file one paper. It's not that hard.
Yeah, you need some signatures, I think.
Oh, come on. We'll get them. We can get them.
What do you think? Okay. What do you need to run for president? People search for this all the time.
I think searching for this should disqualify you.
I agree. Just
if you've Googled it. What do I need?
Well, I know that you have to be at least 35 and a natural born citizen, Google. Yep. But how do you do it? 35, natural born citizen, be a resident. Mm-hmm. There are three ways to get your name on the presidential primary ballot. The chairperson of your political party can put you on the ballot. Okay. You can file nomination papers with the election division. Nomination papers must have 2,500 certified signatures from registered and eligible voters.
That's not hard.
That's really not a lot. I think that we could do that. No fucking problem. The Secretary of the Commonwealth. What is that? Can put you on the ballot if your party chair has not done so and you have been generally advocated for or recognized by the national news media. Hmm. Wow.
2,500. We can do that, dude.
Yeah. How many states has Trump been disqualified from so far? It's like two.
I think it's two, but it's still got to go to the Supreme Court. But I'll tell you this. You're probably not going to get disqualified from any.
Right. Yeah. Well, have not committed any federal crimes. there's time left in my life. Believe you me.
I think we could.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm planning to impersonate a federal judge at some point.
does it have to be a good impression?
No, absolutely not. And I'm just going to do it to get free drinks.
So I'm a federal judge.
So I'm a judge. I'm yeah, just call me Judge Sotomayor. that's me.
Dude,
yeah,
how
that's
long
me.
Before?
I look that's different. Me. I got older. And you stayed the same age. Remember that movie?
Dude, we got to do this. Yeah. I know we got to get those 2,500. We could do that in one day.
I think so. 2,500 signatures. Yeah. If we get everyone who listens to this episode, we'll have almost 1,000. And then
if they all tell a friend, then we're there.
That's right. And I'm Dave Ross, and I'm running for your nomination for president in the Dave Ross party. That's my party.
No, that's what we really need to know is how do you start a party?
Yeah, there you go.
Start a party?
How do
the Dave Ross party?
You start a political party. Registering as a political party. New party organizations must register with the FEC when they raise or spend money over certain thresholds in connection with a federal election.
Well, what if you don't raise or spend any money?
Yeah, well, then you probably aren't going to win, but
that's probably true.
Oh, if a party organization will be active only in state or local elections, it doesn't need to register with the FEC. And I'll bet you that there's like local rules on that. But either way, yeah, all right. So that's where we'll start, man. This year, starting today, I'm going to run for president of New York.
I think you got it, dude.
Dude, New York doesn't have a president yet. And can you believe that? Can you believe? Dude, it's 2024 and we still don't have a president in New York. That's crazy.
This would be a good video. You just show pictures of New York looking like shit. Imagine.
Dude,
how many years has New York been a city without a president?
I was watching today. This comic in New York talk about being here for the pandemic, and like I was in LA for the pandemic, you know. And he said something that hadn't occurred to me, and God, I love picturing this, dude, and I know you will too. He was like, one of the things that I loved about the pandemic was every day I would turn on the news, and then there on my TV would be Andrew Cuomo, like, just wind blown, just like, oh, so, man, we're trying, all right, everybody, we're doing it. We got food coming in from, we got more hospitals, we're gonna do it, all right. And I love picturing that, dude. Oh, man.
And they would be like, wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Yes.
Sing happy birthday. Hot water. Make sure it's somebody's birthday every day here in the beautiful state of New York City. Now that COVID-19 is on the books. And
I wonder whose idea that was. We're like, do you want to go on TV every day? And he's like, yes.
I have to address my people. Man.
Yeah, but we needed a president. We needed you to go on TV right after him. And that was nice from the governor. But today, I think we need to hear from the president. And I second the washing of the hands.
Yeah. Also, I will say that sounds way better than what happened in L.A. Because what happened in L.A. was, like, it seems great, right, for the governor during COVID to get on TV and be like, fuck, I'm sorry. It's like everything's going to shit and he's just like losing his mind, like, oh God, this is horrible. Because in LA, the fucking mayor of LA would just get on TV and he'd be like, hello everyone. Yes, it is day 368 of the COVID-19 pandemic here in Los Angeles. 2 billion people are homeless now, and I don't give a fuck. He would, with no emotion, be like, yeah, the cops are using fire hoses to get people out of tents in Echo Park. It would have been way better if it was just like a Tasmanian devil, just a guy like, I don't know why we did that. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I want our politicians to do that all the time. I want them all to go on TV and be like, I'm sorry. How great would Biden be if he was like, I am sorry. Fuck.
Like from the Resolute desk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a fireside sorry every Sunday.
Really?
Just him and Kamala, and they're like, okay, here's where we fucked up this week. well, we are in charge, and so technically everything in the country is our fault. Also, here are the things that are directly our fault.
Why don't they start doing that? It means a lot to people to get an apology. You know?
Yes, dude. It seems like it should be the only thing they fucking do. And I feel like this is similar. Hampton Yunt has a bit sort of about this, about how like the president's only job should be to cry. And then the vice president's job should be to back him up and be like, hey, what'd you say to him? Hampton Yunt is so fucking funny. But
oh, that's great.
But really, dude, I would respect Joe Biden so much more if he would take ownership of the mistakes he fucking made. All of them. Right. God, it'd be nice. Yeah.
That's what your platform will be. I will cry once a week.
I'll cry and I'll say sorry. I promise you that I will admit that everything is my fault on a regular basis. And I will never dump you. And I will always suck your dick. I will always suck your dick. I'll never dump you, and I'll say I'm sorry every day.
Everybody's like, I like at least two. This is why we have parties. It's a big tent. Dave yeah. will suck your dick. I mean, he's a man of his word.
What I like about him is he's, you know, he's not the status quo.
I'm tired of these politicians. They won't suck your dick.
I might not agree with everything he says, but I do like that he's saying something different.
You know, he's going to shake things up. He said he's going to go to Washington, blow everybody. I think that that is new.
Yeah, that's different. I just think, yeah, you can't say he's not going to shake things up.
Damn. Well, in Florida, they can't say gay. All I want is you to tell me when you're going to come.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
I don't care if I say you're gay. I just care that you are. And we're fucking. I don't say gay. I am gay.
Man, this guy's good. You know?
Don't this am guy's gay. Good. Oh, buddy.
You know, you're doing a press conference.
I'll suck a reporter's dick.
Like, Dave Ross 2024, everybody.
That's right. There he is. There he goes. Hey, Caleb. Yeah,
the Ben Shapiro's beard update.
He's gone back to stubble.
Shapiro's beard update.
I think he's trying to have this like a Nautica model length where it looks like you just didn't shave. Like it's not quite a beard right now, but I don't know what he's trying to do.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
There we go. It's been a while. It's been a while
since you checked in on him. It's been a minute. We needed that update. I was wondering what the fuck was going on.
I know. He said he's been a hell of a year.
Yeah, it's like regular stubble. Like, how long has this stubble been happening, you think?
Well, he keeps kind of oscillating between, he lets it get to a good length, and then he kind of manicures it, and then you're like, oh, okay, I guess it's this for, and it'll be that for a while, and then something will happen. I don't know what it is, but he hasn't really addressed it.
Maybe the beard is he's letting himself go a little bit. Maybe he's having a tough time. And he's getting depressed, and he's not shaving as much, you know?
Maybe owning the libs doesn't bring him as much joy as he used to.
That's true. Yeah, man.
Yeah, what do you maybe. Do after you own them?
Right, yeah. They don't teach you to not own the libs.
Right, right. What do you do once they're all owned and you're just sitting in your room?
You own every lib. What do you get a man who already owns every lib?
That's why he has to go to like schools and like stop libs on their way to class and be like, you already owned all of the adults.
Yeah, he's got to own kid libs.
He's gonna start going to like hospitals, the like newborn liberal babies in the maternity wing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I bet you what. Yeah, look, I know what
using
your gender is.
Only facts and logic. I'm going to own this newborn liberal.
I can see your penis, and so you are a boy.
You're actually 9 months old.
Wow. I feel like that was a little bit of a slow roll joke, Caleb, but that was great. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Dude. Own those liberal newborns, dude.
He just goes in there and fucking...
Somebody six little monkeys jumping on the bed, and one jumped up and bumped his head. Oh, mama called the doctor, and the doctor said, yeah, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
That, by the way, is from an album called Baby Loves Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Baby Loves Jazz.
And the band is called the Baby Loves Jazz Band. And we looked it up just before, and apparently that was like a thing, like a project that had some money behind it, because That song is called 10 Little Monkeys. I never heard it before. Apparently, it's a well-known kid's song, and it sounds like dog shit, and I can't imagine a single kid liking it. When I was a kid, I liked sick shit, like Power Man 5000, you know what I mean? When I was a... I listened to, like, Stained when I was a baby. You know, sick stuff. No, I mean, it sounds lame. It sounds particularly lame, even for a toddler. But apparently, it's a well-known song, and so... They got like real jazz musicians to record children's songs as jazz songs, and they were arranged by like well-known composers. And that was apparently arranged by this guy, Steve Bernstein, who is a well-known jazz trumpeter and trombonist and arranger composer. And he is in a band called Sex Mob. which is like the lamest name for a band ever.
We all need a side hustle, you know?
The same year that the Baby Loves Jazz Band put out Baby Loves Jazz featuring 10 Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed, Sex Mob released their Grammy-nominated album, Sexotica. And, yeah, so there's two sides to the Steve Bernstein coin.
Inside us, there's two wolves, a horny one
and a kid.
And one that needs money.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. He made so much more money on 10 Little Monkeys than he did on Grammy nominated Sexotica. Sexotica, dude. Oh, God, it makes me want to throw up. Thinking about a grown man. Yeah, Sexotica. Yeah, I've had sex before. I had sex with a girl. You're a loser, dude. Shut up. Sex. You're like, why are you talking? We all like sex, dude. It's just like people that are like I smoke weed. You ever smoked weed before? You're like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of older people in my family have it before bed.
Yeah, it helps their glaucoma. Sleep. Yeah, and their sleep problems.
Dude, it's insane to think about, like, it's just, you just switch it. And, like, weed's always been legal. But, you know, it, like, Dr. Dre has a really popular album called Advil. And it's like him being like, every fucking day, dude. Every day with the Advil.
Yeah, like, just picture a world in which until, like, 1999, shorts were illegal. And it's a Dre album called The Shorts. every day we put on the on shorts and we walk around and feel breeze on our legs because we're fucking badass.
Like if murder was legal, do you think there any rappers would brag about it?
Oh yeah, murder is illegal, and lots of I see what you're saying. I see.
Right. Huh. Is it just the illegality of it?
Yeah. I don't know. I still think it's immoral. It would have to be considered moral by people in order for them to not brag about it.
Because, like, that last Jay-Z album, he'll be like, I sold some artwork for twice what I paid for it 2 years ago.
I know that album. That song, yeah. I mean. That's a great fucking song.
I've sold some artwork recently.
Yeah, dude, I know. I was supposed to buy this building in Dumbo, and I decided not to. It's like,
I regret that decision.
What are we talking about, dude?
Yeah, all right. Jay-Z is he's rapping about different stuff now.
Yeah, it's also funny because it's like he in that song too. I think, and this is saying a lot, more than many of his songs. He says he might say the N-word in that song more than any other song, and it's like a song about your finances,
right?
I just can't quote the song at all, and I love it. Yeah.
He's like, I invested in GameStop.
And then he just, like, says the N-word a bunch of times. And then, yeah, and then he's like yeah,
the key to...
I've been buying real estate property all around the country. Just says the N-word a bunch of times. That song's great. Yeah. It's called The Story of OJ. It's really good.
Yeah, it's a good song. It is a good song.
And it is like, it seems like financial advice that he really considers to be true. I don't know if it's accurate or not.
What would you rap about your past year financially?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll call it the story of BJ's. Because there's only one way I made money in 2023. And it was working at BJ's on a server. I don't know. Yeah, what would be my financial? It would be like, I would be like, oh, it, yeah, I would put out a rap song called Whoops. and it would, that word would be used to describe my entire financial history.
Been using Uber Eats too frequently.
Yeah, totally. I paid I paid double for a cheeseburger that it cost not delivered, you know. Stuff like that.
I've done that, man. Hungover, you're like, yeah, $45 for a chicken sandwich? That sounds fair.
Uber eating Taco Bell is particularly psychotic, dude. It's like,
I've done it
made to be cheap. Yeah, I know. And then you end up paying $40 for it.
I still can't stop. I know. Yeah, maybe that'll be what we wrap about at the end of 2024. You know, I saved $900 on Taco Bell.
Yeah, just by going to Taco Bell.
Just going there. Dude, when I did a gig in Escondido, California, went to get some Taco Bell before the show. Mm-hmm. Guy in front of me had a seizure. They called an ambulance.
Holy fuck, dude.
So that's why I like to Postmate it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Taco Bell is not a safe environment, man.
No, it's not.
Remember that 7-Eleven next to the hotel in Denver?
Yes, I do. They're like, should we go get some beer right now or do we want to live?
Yeah.
I don't know. It is negative 15 degrees outside. So
that was so interesting. We stayed in a Days Inn that was covered in metal bars, like literally the entire thing. And then I was just like waiting for Caleb to come down and get me when I got there. And I was in the lobby and the woman was like, can you please leave the lobby? I was like, I will in a minute. it was crazy. And then we went into the 7-Eleven and it was like a particularly, and 7-Elevens, like I go to them a lot. They're not good. Every now and then you find one where it's like really nice for some fucking reason. But normally there's like a big Diet Coke stain on the floor. Real big.
Yeah. Huge stains. Everything's out of order. You're like, can I get some chips? I'm like, do you want any bullets? And you're like, no, just chips.
We got 37 variations of peach rings. They have so much gummy candy at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they're never out of the peach rings. They're always out of the...
Totally. But we went in there, and I don't know, man. Do you remember what happened? I just remember it was fucked up because it was like a really... It seemed like there were people milling around in there, and we're not from there, and it was cold outside, so it was kind of scary. Yeah. They were just
there's
sort of
always
like...
someone, and it's the last, like, you can tell, they're going to 7-Eleven, and this is the last thing they're ever going to do. They're going to take what they bought here and then go home and die.
Right.
And you're just like, it's rough bleak. In there.
Yeah, you're like getting hit up for change on the way in and in the store, and like, I feel like there was something fucked up about the register, and so it was taking everybody extra time to check out. And so everyone who was all fucked up on drugs or whatever in there was like really mad and waiting. And it just felt like someone was going to freak out at some point.
Yeah, just chaotic energy. Dude, back when I would take Greyhound all the time, it was like, you know, I'm taking it to a show. I'm going to go do comedy and be a poor comedian. But it's like so many people, you could just see them that they're on there with a neck brace and a crutch, and they're like, you're like, oh shit, this is not good.
Yeah, I fucked up. I accidentally glued the barrel of my gun to my temple, and there's a doctor in Bristol that'll help me get it off. So,
I know. Yeah. There were so many people taking it to and from hospitals, and I was just like, oh boy. I'm going to the funny farm. I hope I don't.
Dude, Megabus. I mean, you know, when Megabus first showed up, I was so excited. And then you think about like what it means that a bus costs $1. Like, dude.
I told you about that time I took a bus to New York, and the bus I took, I got a round trip ticket. And after I got to New York, the bus got shut down by the cops for being a drug bus.
Whoa.
And so my return ticket was no longer valid. because the bus line was discontinued. So I was just stuck in New York with like $12, and it was a nightmare, dude. It was a real nightmare. I think I was on the local news because I was like at the bus station, and there were like camera crews there, and it was insane.
Whoa!
Because I remember being like, "That ticket is cheap,
right?
This is too good to be true."
It was. Was it a chain? It was Greyhound.
Oh no! It was. It was like
something else.
I think it was called something else. It was. It was like some like mom and pop bus that was taking drugs to New York.
Holy shit! Yeah. Yeah, dude, I was walking around in Chinatown yesterday. There's like there's a venue for a Don't Tell show down there, and I walked by just a place that was like a mom and pop bus thing, and I hadn't seen one in a long time. I forgot that exists. And it was like a real cheap, and you could see people like in there that were like trying to get to fucking Atlanta or wherever they were going. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like those bus lines are exclusively for people that are trying to escape a situation. And, you know, we do need that type of service in the world. But
right. But it is rough in there.
Yeah, it's rough in there for sure.
Oh, it's maybe we should do a that's something I would not recommend doing. We're going to do this train tour, but damn, a Greyhound tour?
No, God, no fucking way, imagine? Dude. Yeah, dude, no way. I on Megabus too, you can reserve seats. And I was going to do it on one ride. I had a ride from like Birmingham to New Orleans. Because I was thinking like, oh, how sick to reserve, because it's like two floor, and on the front, the seats are a little more expensive to reserve on the front of the second floor because you just get the view of the road. And how cool would that
right,
be?
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I was like, well, I'm saving money on the bus. Why would I fucking spend extra money? And thank God I did that, because I got on the bus and there were like two. And this was like right before I was getting on. I was like, oh, maybe I'll switch to these seats. So they were definitely open. There were two like fucked up guys in the front of the bus, just like partying and being really aggressive and loud. Ooh. And if I had gone up and been like, can I have my seat? Like, they would have been like, no. And they would have like killed me. Yeah.
Can I have my seat?
Like, no one's enforcing. Like, who's going to stop you from just taking a seat?
Dude, it kills me when I'm on a flight, because it's like, now I'm like a flight nerd. Like, I reserve my seat on the app. I'm calculating my miles. You know, I'm in the lounge. I'm like, and it kills me because people just don't fly. There's so many planes full of people that don't fly ever.
Yeah.
And when someone's like, ooh, I'm pretty sure you're in my seat, and I can't go, there is 0% chance that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be like, oh, really?
Well, let me look. And, you know, I like open up my phone. Ooh, here. See, mine says 13A.
Yeah.
That looks like that says, you know, and I got to be like, I got to act stupid.
Yeah, totally.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool, 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 cool. Let me find mine. Let me come out. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I wish I could just go wrong, but I can't. Can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. That's interesting. I'm getting there. I'm not there yet. I'm like, I just hit Mosaic status on JetBlue, which means good, man. I get three free alcoholic drinks on every flight, which I'm not going to use.
Do this it. Feature. Do it. That's your challenge. Every flight.
Every
three
flight.
Drinks.
6 a.m. to 10 a.m. to Denver. Land in Denver wasted. 1,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, rent a car, drive it right into a wall.
Yeah. Oh, man. comedian dies from perks. perks kill comedian. but then also I get like other stuff. I get like priority boarding, and I can like, so JetBlue doesn't have first class, but it has like bigger seats in the front.
Yeah.
Like just a little bigger. It's not even really business class, but I can switch to that for free now. at check-in, and then the next status up I can choose it for free at whatever. Yeah, and it's funny. It's like I remember not flying much and seeing people doing that and being like, those fucking bougie pieces of shit, these losers. And now I'm just like, these dirty fucking. No, I mean, I'm not, but I am like, I do want it. I fly so much. I want the comforts. I want it. And I, and even when you talk to some comedians, there's a bunch of comedians that are like who I was talking to recently where I was like, what airline do you use? And they were like, just whatever the cheapest one is on Kayak. And I was like, oh, you got to not do that.
Oh, it's terrible. And you don't actually end up saving that much.
You don't end up saving that much and you're really uncomfortable. And if you fly a ton, man, like, and you're big like we are, like you don't fit and you end up uncomfortable.
Right.
And if you're saving money by... If you're 6 feet tall and you sit in a middle seat, you're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind.
It's a nightmare, dude.
Also, it's, like, fly.
The bathroom's more comfortable than that.
Yeah. And spending $50 to $100 extra dollars to, like, get a full night's sleep the night before your flight is, I don't know.
It's like getting a bed frame. It's like, I'm saving a lot of money by not having a bed frame. Really? You really are? That sounds great.
Well, you are always sad. So how about that? Hey, we should take a break, buddy.
I know not everybody's got money, but if you steal enough money to upgrade your flight a little bit.
Well, it's also just like, I'm certainly not talking about if you have to fly and you have no money, but like if your life includes flying on a plane all the time, then saving the $50 is not enough for you.
I agree.
Yeah. You have to live well. You're flying 3 times a month or once every 2 months even. You're just like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Make it nice. Yeah, steal enough money and we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
What's it called?
Yo!
And we're back. It's the Potato Boys.
Welcome to What's It Called? Face down, ass up, layer on down. You're all Richard Karnes, and we love you.
We love you.
Thank
I love you so much
for being a part of our stupid fucking show, where we Walter Mondale so much.
He had it coming.
He did, man. He sucked. He wouldn't shut the fuck up. That was my main problem with him, dude. Shut up, dude. Shut up.
Oh man.
Our website is what's it called rodeo. Our store shop dot what's it called rodeo. Buy some shit, and it is wet January, y'all. Every single weekday in this month.
Today at 3.
That's right. Today at 3 p.m. every single day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We are renaming one thing on Twitter and on Discord now too. So if you don't want to use Twitter, which I don't, so go in our Discord and on our website, what's it called rodeo, there is a forever open invite link to our Discord. Join in there, and the patrons, those that are signed up for our Patreon and have connected it to our Discord, they take our post from Twitter and put it into the Discord. And also we have a Patreon, and it is connected to our Discord. So if you like those things, there are perks at different levels. You can be a mod, and you can make emojis and shit like that. And also you get bonus episodes on our Patreon. So get in there. Patreon.com/ what's it called. Actually, we have a new
Patron
to shout out this week. Everyone who signs up gets a shout out. Shout out Kevin Heyman. Shout out to
Kevin Heyman. Man, that's a name.
It isn't a Heyman. I believe I've met Kevin. I think Kevin I met in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I'm pretty sure that's who I met in Hattiesburg when I went there. Also, Kevin Heyman, you might know him as Coda Otan on Twitter. He replied to our stuff a lot. So welcome.
What's up, Coda? Hell yeah. Get in there.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
And of course, it's important to let you all know that everyone has a dickhole on Earth, and you got to make sure that you're always tipping on it.
That's right.
And this episode, we will not be giving any context for those of us who are listening this week for the first time. There's no way for you to know what we're talking about. And that's now,
sorry, got to get caught up.
Yeah, you got to listen to other episodes. Sorry. Here we go.
Moon news. Here we go again.
News about the moon.
We got some bad moon news this week, dude.
Really bad.
Really, really fucking bad. NASA delays astronaut moon landing to at least 2026. You know what my least favorite part of that headline is? The phrase, at least. At least?
Yeah, at least. What do you mean? Like, how are they delayed? Like, oh, you're not going to be able to do it. When? 2026 or never?
It's like, I don't know.
How long is the delay? What's the problem?
Well, we don't remember where the moon is. Yeah.
We went in the 60s.
Yeah.
How can we not go now?
I know. How is it harder now? Why is it taking longer now? And for those of you who are like, we already went, it's like, yeah, well, it's still cool. We're excited.
We gotta charge the rocket. The old rocket was analog. This is a digital rocket.
Oh, dude, it was we needed a lightning cable for the fucking. I had USB-C. It was lightning. Fuck, dude.
This plug
didn't do shit. Fuck.
You know when you wake up in the morning and your rocket ain't charged and you're like, I was charging overnight.
God damn it, dude. I knew when I bought Twitter that I was forgetting something about SpaceX. Fuck. Obviously SpaceX isn't NASA. Shut up. NASA's Artemis program, which aims to return astronauts to the moon this decade amid a renewed international push for lunar exploration, is facing some lengthy delays. The space agency has announced the Artemis 3 mission planned to hit the crucial milestone of landing humans on the moon for the first time since the Apollo program will not take off until at least September 2026. NASA officials said at a news conference Tuesday. It was supposed to be 2025. The primary reasons for the delay include SpaceX's outlook for developing Starship, the gargantuan rocket and spacecraft system that is expected to ferry astronauts from lunar orbit to the moon's south pole. Oh, two Starship test flights in 2023 ended in explosions. Fuck, dude.
That's not good. Man, that's not good.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you, if two of my stand-up sets had ended in explosions, I would
because, okay, I could make a rocket that will explode. You know?
Yeah, dude.
So what's the difference between me and them?
I could make a racist website that isn't funny. I could make a car that cuts people's head off. I could do everything this guy's done so far.
Yeah, man. I can do it. Dude, you imagine if Oppenheimer just bought Twitter instead of making that bomb, dude.
Dude, imagine. That'd be crazy. Man, that movie would be different. SpaceX has a long road ahead in developing its lunar lander. Demonstrates the ability to make it safely to Earth's orbit, the company must hash out how to get the vehicle enough propellant to travel out to the moon, a feat that is expected to involve at least 10 refueling flights, according to Jessica Jensen, SpaceX's vice president of customer operations and integration. We must be realistic. We're looking at our Starship progress and need for propellant transfer, the need for numerous landings. I'm not really totally understanding. So they're talking about how the reasons for the delay include SpaceX's outlook for developing Starship, the rocket and spacecraft system that is expected to ferry astronauts from lunar orbit to the moon's south pole. So it's a separate thing that has to get to the moon to take NASA astronauts to the south pole from wherever the fuck the NASA astronauts land. I guess what I'm saying is that seems like too much, doesn't it? If they're already going,
yeah,
to the moon, why wouldn't they just bring this with them? I don't know. But they have to go separately. SpaceX is going because it says even after Starship demonstrates the ability to make it safely to Earth's orbit. So they're what? They're taking him to the South Pole of the moon and then going home instead of going back to the original ship.
What do we need on the South Pole of the moon? What's the difference?
I think they probably think there's water there.
Oh, come on.
I mean, how often have we ever gone to the dark side of the moon?
I would be afraid to do that.
Yeah, well, I would be afraid to go to space.
Yeah. At least I want it to be light outside.
Yeah.
Dark side of the moon is never good. There could be anything over there, right? Right.
Wait, holy shit. This article includes a piece of news that I wasn't aware of yet.
Ooh.
NASA is still targeting 2028 for the launch of its Artemis 4 mission, which will aim to send astronauts to a forthcoming space station that will orbit the moon called Gateway.
Whoa, that's big.
That's awesome, dude. God damn it. I just want to go to the moon. In my lifetime, I want it to be cheap to go to the moon.
It's going
to
happen, dude.
It's going to happen. I want it to be like Mega Moon.
I go to the moon for $1.
For $1, and it's like crying babies. There's newspapers blowing around. Everyone's like shooting up heroin.
The moon's so dirty.
Heroin hits different on the moon, dude.
I adopted the moon. I go clean it up sometimes.
Adopt a moon.
Just throw shit on the moon.
This square mile of the moon adopted by the Johnson City Police Department.
Can't go to the moon anymore. My ex works at the Panera up there. And, it's awkward. No.
That's so awkward. Funny, dude. Do I want to go to the moon? No. No. Amanda's there. And I would do anything to not see her. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like gravity. I just like gravity. Okay. And I always want to be in regular single gravity, like on Earth. Yeah. And that's just what I'm into is gravity.
And it's going to be just like Earth. There's going to be rednecks up there.
Yeah.
There's going to be totally. Joe Rogan's going to be like, so I'm opening up a comedy club on the moon.
And, right.
It's going pretty good. Yeah, it's good.
Then
the moon's going to be woke. And then everybody's like, dude, I'm done with the moon. Moon went woke.
Yeah, man.
Sick of this shit.
The station orbiting the moon, that's where true freedom is, man. Yeah, sure, you got to shit in a bag and you got to eat dust, but you can say whatever words you want. There's no cops on Gateway, and that's what I love about it, man. I'm just trying to go. I'll surrender.
Moon cops.
Yeah, dude. Moon cops sound like the worst guys. Yeah.
Hey. Do you know how fast you were going? Yeah. See, on Earth, that's about a sixth of the speed you would have been.
Hey,
going.
Bounce back over here. Bounce back over here. All right, slow your bounce. Slow your bounce down. All right, level out.
So your blood alcohol content is actually about a half a beer gets you drunk on the moon. I don't know if you know that, but
yeah. Seems like you've had 2/3 of a beer, and so we're going to have to take you to the drunk orb. it's an orb.
For the first month, like when we're off the moon, you'd be able to, like, as long as the cars are slow, it would be funny to be drunk driving a rover around the moon, like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo, I'm gonna hit this crater. I'm going to fucking fly into space, dude. I don't give a fuck. I was drunk on the moon driving a rover around. I would have the thought, like, if this is how I die, that's great. That's a good thing. I'm going to ramp off this crater, and I'm just going to float until I run out of oxygen.
Oh, you're going to have an annoying friend that gets married on the moon. You're like, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to go up there again.
It's not a real wedding unless you're floating.
Well, the moon's where we met, so we're going back for our wedding.
You know, I always thought that, you know, I could have settled, but I always figured I should shoot the moon. So yeah, I found my lunar prince, and Oh, oh God, dude. Damn it.
Dude. I can't wait.
There's going to be moon nerds. There's going to be moon nerds. We're moon nerds, but there's going to be moon nerds that suck ass.
it's like, oh, you haven't been to the moon? Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm actually a part of the rewards program on the Best Western on the moon. So I don't know. That's how many times I've been there. It's pretty. If you're ever there and I'm there at the same time, I could show you around, you know?
Yeah, they're still doing 2 days from the moon to JFK. And that's usually yeah. what I take now. No, it's not dandruff. That's moon dust. I just got back from I was backpacking around the moon and try to do it every year.
Yeah, you know. Really all walking around the moon is backpacking because you got to carry
hair.
But, you know, I was backpacking
around. Actually, it's
hard
to get used to just breathing, you know, without my tubes and everything.
Yeah, so. Totally. Honestly, can I tell you something? Can I be real with you? The air on Earth sucks. It's shitty air, man. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Oh, Earth Air.
That has been our most recent installment of Moon News.
New Moon News.
Here we go again.
News about the moon.
Hell yeah, buddy. You want to rename Uber?
It needs a new name. It's amazing to me. They just went with that. They never changed it, you know?
I know.
They didn't change X. They were just like, we're going to call it this, and people will know. They didn't call it Little Taxi App. They could have called it Taxi App. They didn't do it.
Little Taxis? That's so funny. Little Taxis. Taxis.
Little DIY Taxi.
Yeah. Little guys. Thanks, guys. It should be called Thanks, Guys. And then people, the people that you interact with in there wouldn't be 85% of the time terrifying. Okay.
Oh, I know. Good Lord.
You ready, bruh?
Let's do it, man.
Go for it.
All right. Hey, why get a $10,000 DUI when you can pay $10,000 on Ubers, drive for Uber too, and then still get a DUI on a Lime scooter in 2019?
Wow. Okay. This is my first one.
It's a long one.
Why am I so scared?
All right. Oh, you're a comedian? Good. I love comedy. Have you heard of Dave Chappelle? Yeah. He's my favorite. Don't like his jokes, but I do like his opinions.
No. You walk to where I'm parked.
Hey, I got a tiny hot bottle of water back there for you.
Okay, would you like to play a game for babies on an iPad while I break the speed limit?
Hey, I also got a charger back there and it does not work.
Lyft for criminals.
Hey, if you throw it back there, it's $250, and if you have a baby, it's mine.
Car B&B.
All right, this is my last one. Yeah, no, I got two more. Yeah, I'm doing this on the side till I get my kids back.
Here's my last one. Vladimir Putin's, I love this Tesla I can't afford.
All right, here's my last one. Hey, Sharks. 10 million Americans could stop sleeping and work during that time.
Oh, buddy.
Oh,
amazing.
Buddy.
Hell yeah, dude. So the game on Twitter this week, we are at What's It Pod on Twitter and Instagram, by the way, if you want to jump in and play with us. What was it? If Uber was only for men.
Uber only for men, Uber, yeah.
Yeah. And as always, y'all just killed it.
Killed it. Did
fully
great.
Fucking killed it. Coming in at number 10 at Larry Bellello, who had Bitch Hiker.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. At Laundry Pants, Sex.
Yeah. At Winslow Dumaine, The Manbulance. Which, by the way, did you guys see Winslow Dumaine's massive internet fame in this week? He found a hole in the cement of a sidewalk in Chicago that is in the exact shape of a rat's body. And he took a photo of it and he posted it on Twitter the photo of the rat hole, and it went super viral. And there's a fucking people are like visiting the rat hole and taking photos with the rat.
Whoa.
Hole. New York Times article and paste and like,
well, hell yeah, Winslow.
Yeah. Good job, Winslow. Also, Winslow, buy Winslow's art. It's good.
Buy it.
Buy it.
Hey, all right, next we got at Shibi Carlene, Ubermensch.
Holy shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
At I Like Mike Perry, Goober. That's good. I agree.
At Seth Mills, Dick Trips.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. At Traducan MRE with Vansplaining.
Just that's good, good stuff. At Dumb Space Bimbo, Boner Voyage.
At Tomboy Jag, Jordan B. Driving Peterson. Oh, I love that.
And our Ricky shit this week goes to at Kickassatron. Dude, here's my car.
Oh, shit. I great. Love that.
Full circle, dude.
Y'all are the fucking absolute best. Thank you for kicking ass.
Taking names. So yeah. Tell a friend, this is our year and this is your year too. This is the year the pod really hits the top.
It's wet January, and Caleb and I, we got fucking plans, dude. And I know it probably doesn't sound that crazy to y'all, but you'll see. Well, we are, after this month, we should be recording the rest of the year completely in person. And that's really good news for us, man. It's just the
hell yeah, it is
to record in person.
I know it's gonna be fun.
Doing some touring. We should announce. I'm opening for Caleb at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins.
Ooh yeah, soon,
February 2nd and 3rd, and then also we don't have exact info on what we're doing there or how we're doing it, but we will once again be doing the Riot Comedy Festival.
That's right,
in Houston, Texas, the first week of April, and Caleb is coming to visit New York a few times, and he and I are going to be doing some shows together there. So come fucking see us, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah, do you have more?
Ooh, what else do I got going on? Oh yeah, I'll be at the Comedy Scene in Boston March 1st and 2nd. Hey. Come to that. Yeah, and then Fort Collins. Yeah, that's the February 2nd and 3rd.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
What else am I doing? I'm doing something else, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so the Riot, I think you already mentioned everything. But yeah, it's going to be dope. It's going to be a good year, man.
Yeah, I'm stoked, man. This was so fun. Thank you all so much for listening.
Lay it on down. Keep tipping. We love you.
Yeah, lay it down. We'll see you next week. Bye.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?